Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Tuesday night installment here at Your Remedies in the Law. Tonight, of course, we're discussing various IRS administrative remedies with our speaker, Mr. Tony Davis. My name is Martin Michaels. I'll be your host for this evening's conference brought to you by Your Remedies in the Law, which is in direct affiliation with Americans Restoring America. Before we get started with this evening, though, it is very important that I provide you with the following disclaimer. Nothing that you hear on this call tonight may be deemed by you in any way, shape, or form to be legal advice. If you are on this call because of a situation in your life where you require legal advice, I very politely ask you to hang up the phone. Now, we don't mean to sound rude when we say this. We just want to express to everyone in no uncertain terms that anyone joining this call looking for legal advice has no place or business here. Nobody here at Your Remedies in the Law or any of the programs offered by Americans Restoring America is a lawyer, attorney, or any member of the bar. Therefore, no one here is able to offer you any legal advice. If you require legal advice, my advice to you would be get an attorney. As for these calls, they're all just for entertainment purposes. It's just folks saying what they might do where they're similarly situated to you. You might get a little bit of education out of it, but mainly you're just going to get folks' opinions about what they might do. However educated and experienced these thoughts and opinions might be, they are just people's opinions nonetheless, and it's always up to you to do your own due diligence. All right, on to the next subject. I'd like to go over a few things here with Your Remedies in the Law, if I could, very quickly. First of all, if I can take everybody to the homepage of www.yourremediesinthelaw.com, if we look up in the upper right-hand corner, we see a little picture of the Constitution. Click on that, and you'll have a separate page come up with just two items on it. These two items are of much importance, though, especially if this is all new to you. First and most importantly on the left is the jurisdictionary course. This is your 24-hour crash course on the rules of civil procedure. Better known to some as American jurisprudence or ANJUR, the rules of civil procedure are essentially the foundation or structure upon which all law in America rests. So to have a firm and thorough understanding of these rules means to have at least a basic understanding of what's going on in virtually any court scenario that you find yourself in. On the right is the common law default process, mostly known for its high national win rate in most traffic cases throughout the country. At least that's what it's most popularly acquired for. But that is not really why it's on this page. The reason that we have it up here with the jurisdictionary course is when you go through it, you'll notice that it utilizes a lot of the same fundamental procedures that you learned about in the jurisdictionary course. So it kind of acts as a real-life homework assignment. Also, for a lot of folks, it's their first time committing to action. Folks seem a little more willing to take that first step, probably because of such a high success rate and traffic scenarios being such a common interest in this country today. The common law default, although known majorly for traffic purposes, has many other. Truly, it's for most scenarios that you may find yourself in where there's no damage to property or person. It's just some entity is claiming you broke a rule, therefore you must pay a civil penalty. Both of these items are very affordably priced. The jurisdictionary with a contribution of $250 and the common law default at $150. Also on the subject of Your Remedies in the Law, most of you are probably familiar now with Americans Restoring America. Every time you visit the homepage of yourremediesinthelaw.com, you are met with that blue box that pops up asking if you'd like to continue on to the site that you were visiting or stay and visit Americans Restoring America. The reason that we've done this is very simple. We're trying to get folks to explore. There are multiple information providers talking about multiple subjects, as well as many other features and study groups at Your Remedies in the Law. And Your Remedies in the Law is just one of a couple dozen websites that all together make up Americans Restoring America. So there's quite a bit for you to see, and we hope that you'll do just that at your leisure. If you have any questions about whether or not we have an information provider that could give you their personal educated opinion about your particular situation, get a hold of us at yourremediesinthelaw.com, and we'll be happy to assist you in any way that we can. Statewide communications. If you're not already a member, please do sign up. Tell your friends and family about it. That's that map of the United States that you see on virtually every site that we have. It's a private communications platform that enables folks to speak with one another on a local level based on a very strict pre-decided topics of discussion. Essentially, how it works is this. A wizard will walk you through a very easy setup. You know, put your name in here, click next. Put your zip code in here, click next, that sort of thing. Then it will walk you through the remainder of the setup. And then you get to a point where it will ask you what are your hot points interested in. This could range anything from credit card issues, home foreclosure, IRS matters, asset protection, or maybe veterans' rights, maybe personal health rights, anything that you can think of. But if it affects your personal rights, you should find it in that list or something that's close enough. When the setup is complete, it puts it all together, much of what you think of a network. Though nothing like a social network. It's very custom, it's very private. But it then puts you in contact with people in your local area that have similar interests to you. The idea here is to put the power of education and communication back in the hands of the common man. If you are in need of legal advice or you need someone to represent you, you're going to have to get an attorney. It's just that simple. But if there was a way, a private place that you could go to discuss matters, your personal opinions, their personal opinions, with people that were like-minded, maybe you jump online one day and you say, this happened to me today. First person comes back and says, well, I disagree with that. I don't think that they should be able to do that. I don't think that's fair. Well, that's probably not going to be of a tremendous amount of help to you. Maybe the next person comes on and says, well, I'll tell you what I would do were I similarly situated. I'd watch these YouTube videos, and then I'd go down there to my local county courthouse, go to the law library, get a law dictionary, and look up these terms. Maybe the next person after that says, those all sound like great ideas. I'd also go to this particular website and check out these educational materials that might assist you in your learning. And then for you to go and do some due diligence on what you're reading, just people's suggestions, people's opinions at all. But if you did some due diligence and educated yourself, maybe the farther you got into it, you discovered that it's not as difficult as you initially thought it would be because you're focused on one single subject. And you get to the point where you've educated yourself, and now you're handling your own affairs, your own matters. Well, folks, there's nothing illegal or unlawful about that. And that's all we're trying to do here at Statewide Communications is just very simply get people to start talking again. Of course, there's no cost to you for using Statewide Communications, either signing up or the regular using of it. And so we hope that you'll pass that around. Freedoms Radio. If you're over the road, you don't want to deal with the call process, and you're just new to your remedies in the law, and you don't yet have your username and password, therefore you can't see the phone number and the PIN. By the way, if you'd like to pick up a membership to your remedies in the law, it's very easy. You just simply click the register button. Fill out your basic information there. You'll enjoy the first 30 days for free to evaluate it. After that, it converts to a very affordable $10 a month on your credit card or your PayPal. But every single call is recorded. You have years of archives to go through, a vast wealth of knowledge, as well as many other wonderful features. But if that's not an option for you today, you have freedomsradio.com. Every night, the calls go out over the air at 9 p.m. Eastern live. There's also the question bar there where you can type in a question, click submit. As long as that's during call hours, that will pop up on the moderator screen, and we do our best to read every single one of those questions out over the air as long as they are appropriate. So you don't get some one-on-one with the information provider like you would be by being a private member, but you do get your questions answered. There's no cost to utilize Freedoms Radio, so no matter where you are or your circumstances, you never have to miss a call again if you don't wish. All right, winding down here, I'd like to go over one last bit of housekeeping. This is your caveat emptor, or your buyer beware. For any purchase that you may make if your remedy is in the law or any of the other sites underneath the umbrella of Americans Restoring America, when you come aboard and you go with an information provider, you are doing just that. Information providers pay Mr. Edward for advertising at your remedy is in the law. This payment would be an expense to that information provider along with any other expenses that they might have associated with your particular product or service. When you contact us, all we simply do is listen to your particular scenario, quickly deduce from a list of folks that honestly most of you would probably never be able to find on your own just simply because they can't be found. Can we make those introductions? Not every part on the information provider is always going to be successful. Everybody always hopes for the best. We plan for the best, and believe you me, we aim for the best. But unavoidable things do sometimes happen, and when they do, you have to roll with them and deal with them as you would with anything else in life. But we also want to emphasize, though, that the intent is always to be successful. If you have any questions of that, we welcome you to visit www.yourremedyisinthelaw.com/testimonials and see what others have to say about these products and services. Now, let's touch very quickly on the subject of refunds or the refund policy. There is none. Not if your remedy is in the law, anyway. Of course, when you come aboard and you go with a particular information provider, again, that is exactly what you're doing. So any discussion of a refund or a credit would be a strict and private matter between you and the information provider, and even then, that's very few and far between. It must be extenuating circumstances. You are expected to have done your due diligence before you commit to any particular process or information provider's time. All right, lastly, pertaining here to all of the information providers at Your Remedy is in the Law, we'd like you to remind everybody that all of our speakers at these conferences are our guests and should be treated with the highest level of respect. If you disagree with something that a speaker has to say, that's fine. Disagreeing is how we learn, but please, you must always be civil. Besides, if you dispose properly and then answer properly, then we can all learn something from it.
Martin, I want to thank you for your time taking that disclaimer for us all. It was a very good, well done job. Of course, it was recorded, I think, probably 10 years ago, but it still works. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is going to be a night that I have to make for a very short call. We're going to go directly to questions and answers. Everyone that's on this call tonight has been here before. We don't have any newcomers. The reason for this is that one of our students has a midnight deadline for filing a motion for reconsideration. And John has been totally focused on that, as well as other team members, for the last 3 days. And we're down to the wire. So John is not able to be with us tonight. He's finishing this up. We've got 2 hours and, 45 minutes about. To get that finished. So John's taking a break right now, trying to get something to eat. He hasn't eaten since yesterday. This is the effort that we put out for the students to make certain that every I is dotted and every T is crossed and every possible lawful remedy is put in place. Now, I have reviewed the documents that in this motion for reconsideration. And I dare say that it has to be granted, because if it's not granted, it's very clear in the filings that the judge who is adjudicating the matter is going and has violated the student's due process rights and has clearly sided with the plaintiff, opposing party, on this matter. And so everything has been brought up for that. So that's what we're doing tonight. And I just have to apologize for everyone that we're going to have a different format tonight. I thought it would be wise just to go to Q&A to ask questions about anything that you want, actually, with regards to GW's work, as well as John's efforts with regards to litigation and how he fits in. I don't know if everyone's realized this, but the rule was a ruling was made 2 months ago by the team that anyone that comes to the team for any effort, with the exception of Bernie, Judge Bernie's trusts and corporation soul, that they must correct their status. And that's because correcting your status is so critically important to the winning of the game, if you would. So with that, let's just start off with asking people to press star 2 on your keypad to raise your hands and start off with your questions, and we'll go from there. While you're thinking about pressing star 2, I'm going to switch over to Freedom's Radio real quick and see if anybody has already posted questions there. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Let's see. Okay. We have no hands raised. Nobody's going to pick up the ball tonight because we've already talked about everything there is to talk about regarding, correcting your status and how important it is. We have updated correctmystatus.com. Let me see if the color's been put in yet. This is the website that we use. Actually, I had a website already built called AmericanByBirth.com, and I hijacked it to correct my status since it so well goes together. I'm clicking on the archive tab, and the archive tab is populating, and so you can download there. I'm not sure if you can play and stream it, but you can at least download now from that. On the top, you'll see a banner. It's got a nasty color to it. We're going to change that and move it down underneath the header. But if you click on it, it's supposed to take you to a place where the PDF is not loaded yet. We'll keep that for a place where you can put, once we were colonists, subject to a king, so that you have that for people to work with. All right. Thank you, Michael from Las Vegas. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I missed part of it. But anyway, my question is, if the California Franchise Tax Board and State of California is incorporated, their tax board is a franchise, it's incorporated, then the court they go to must be incorporated. So it's all under color of law. Is that correct?
I would say so. And again, by correcting your status, that forecloses them from coming against you.
Well, they just sent me my Navy Federal sent me a notice that California Franchise Tax Board just cleaned out my bank account. Thank God I didn't have much money in it. But and they didn't send them a proper notice. I asked them to send me a request to the Navy Federal to send me a copy of what they sent them. I don't know if they're going to send it, but I gave them until Friday to get back with me. So
sure. Anybody out there that has issues with the IRS, you never leave money in any bank account. Your best bank is a shoebox. When it comes time to pay bills, you cash your employer's check at his bank, you take your money and you get money orders and pay by money orders whatever bills that you have until you can have a strategy that you can properly use to give you remedy, against the IRS.
And I got another question. Once you correct your status, not change it, you correct it. Let's say I go to the casino and I play the horses there and they have a jackpot of $750,000 and I win and I'm the only winner. Would they take federal tax out of that?
Well, again, don't they require you to fill out a W-9 or something?
Well, they require you to fill something out, but if you give them a non-resident alien tax.
Yeah, W-8 is what I would give them.
Well,
and if they take money out regardless, then you've got a heck of a lawsuit on your hand.
Right. I've been working nights, so I don't get to get all the, because I'm working time you come on. So.
But, sure. Well, we've got the archive up at correctmystatus.com, AmericanByBirth.com.
Shortly here, I'll be getting with you about that.
Okie doke. Anyone else have a question? Press star 2 on your keypad. We don't want to make this a impossibly short call tonight. I'd love to spend some time with you and get some questions answered. Anybody home? Press star 2 on your keypad. Otherwise, we say goodnight, and I don't want to do that for another 15, 20 minutes, at least for John to get his dinner down. his lunch, whatever, his breakfast. Let me check Freedom's Radio. If not, when I get back, we'll just have to call it a night, and that's a sad thing to do. All right, I'm back. Nobody's here. Golly, we've got some great people on the call here. I'm sure there's some questions. Going once, going twice. Well, again, I apologize for having a short call tonight, not having John with us, but this emergency has been unfolding over the last 3 days, and we got it licked. We got it whipped. We'll have it in time for this student. And just know that any of you that hire the team have that same attention. We got more people here. Welcome, Daniel. Any questions from anyone? Otherwise, we're going to say goodnight. Press star 2 on your keypad. I thank you so much for joining us tonight. I apologize again for not having a good show for you with our speakers and so forth. I'm sure John will return next week, and we can pick up where we left off with him then. So until then, good night, everybody, and be well.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.